some percentage of children would have been abandoned without being sent to a foundling hospital and would therefore not appear in such statistics. Even if these figures represent a high point for early modern Europe, they are nonetheless significant, both as indication of what a reasonably prosperous society might experience or tolerate in the absence of effective means of contraception, and as counterpoise to the incredulity the subject provokes when viewed from the peculiar vantage of the 20th century. This incredulousness is especially pronounced and misdirected in relation to early modern art and literature. And my interjection, this is a book I've had for a while, and I was just pondering, because I've had no time to prepare for this show, apologies, as you know. So I haven't had time to really tighten it up. And there's a margin note I wrote. It says, dated March 31st, 1991. I'll read it. Children bartered, abused, and abandoned. Their groping fingers touch us still. Though long dead, they may be. A great maggoty gash ripping through their lives rips us. We are them. These hordes of walking dead will walk until we grieve for them. Children are for hugging. Deny them their due in life, and the wound infects more and more of the world. Till we find the wisdom to embrace them in death. Cry for the brutalized babies, so we may emerge from the fire of their brutality.